This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
So, we all know what tomorrow is. Pirate football is finally here.
Yeah, I know. Everybody is so excited. I'm so ready for that game tomorrow. It's like summer's officially over and fall football season's finally here.
Absolutely. And you know what makes, first of all, we have a great show lined up. Bianca Schoeneman's going to join us. She's the new director of Uptown Greenville. But before we get to her, let's talk a little bit more about football. You know what makes a great game day, part of the great game day atmosphere at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, as the Marching Pirates. And we're joined this morning by the new director, associate director of bands, and the director of Marching Pirates, Bill Staub. And Bill, welcome to East Carolina.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You've been in Greenville for a couple months now, but tell folks about your background and in directing marching bands.
Well, I'm coming from Iowa State University. And Iowa State, the marching band there, I was the assistant director of that band. And before that, I was doing graduate work at Northwestern and Michigan State University. And I'm a native Texan, so marching band is in my blood.
That's great. So, I mean, you come from a great background. I mean, the Midwest, when you think of the best marching bands in the country, you think of the Midwestern schools. You think of the Big Ten schools. You think of the Big 12 schools, as my counterpart here, Jackie Drake, is a Nebraska grad and former band member there. So she gave me a look when I said Big Ten.
Well, they're Big Ten
now.
We're
Big Ten now.
Oh, that's right.
Nebraska's
that's
Big
right.
Ten now.
Johnny come lately. So what can our fans expect out of the Marching Pirates this year and under your leadership?
Well, we've got an exciting year planned for us. As far as pregame is concerned, we always do our pregame performance on the field, and that will look similar. It'll look a little shorter than it has been, but it will be kind of a combination of old school pregame and new school pregame. Some of the things that have been put into place in the past couple of years, and then combined with things that have been there for the past 20 years.
That's great. Well, I know a lot of people enjoy the Marching Pirates even before the game starts, and a tradition that was started and we hope continues under you is the Call to Port.
Yeah, we are doing something different this year. Okay. For Call to Port. Instead of Call to Port, we're going to split the group into three smaller groups, and we're going to go around to different tailgates at every game. So hopefully we'll reach more fans throughout the season because of that. And my hope is that everybody will get a taste of the Marching Pirates before the game starts.
That is great. Well, tell us a little bit about the halftime shows you have planned for this year.
Well, the first halftime show is we call a tribute to Paul McCartney at 70 years old. So we're going to do two Beatles tunes, Eleanor Rigby and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band / The End. We're going to do that last tune only on the second home game because App State's bringing their band. So we're going to share halftime with them. So they'll play, and then we're going to play. So we're going to do Eleanor Rigby, and then the second tune is Live and Let Die, one of my favorite tunes. So I basically wanted to do Live and Let Die, so I programmed around that. So that's exciting. And
that's great. Go ahead.
The next new show we're going to do is Homecoming. And this year's theme is The Greatest Place on Earth, so kind of a circus theme. So we're going to do circus music. Carnival 9 is going to be our opener, and that's also band day. So we're going to do, with the high school bands that are there, we're going to do Tears of a Clown, and we're going to do a spinning wheel. So kind of old school rock and pop, but all circus kind of theme. Then, of course, we have our Military Appreciation Day, and we'll do the Armed Forces Medley and America the Beautiful. And then the next show is our alumni band is going to be joining us, and that's the November 3rd game against Houston. And we're going to play a Lady Gaga show for that one. And that one's going to be a lot of fun. I think the fans, particularly the students, are going to enjoy that one.
That is great. Well, talk a little bit about the band. I know that the band has many needs. It's a student organization. I think people think that it's actually part of the athletic department and that they get a lot of funding from athletics, but it's actually a part of the School of Music. And I know that there have been fundraisers going on for new band uniforms and things like that. Talk a little bit about some of the needs that the band has.
Absolutely, yeah. We're right now in the middle of a campaign to raise money to get the band new uniforms, and that's probably our number one priority right now because the uniforms that we have are older and kind of getting to the point where they're falling apart a little bit.
They're vintage.
They're absolutely, they're totally vintage. You're right. So we're in the middle of that campaign, and it is my hope and my priority to get new uniforms to begin the 2013-2014 season.
Great. If alumni and fans want to get more information about the Marching Pirates or they want to follow you guys on social media, how do they go about doing that?
I would ask them to visit our website, which is www.ecu.edu/band. And that will take them right to our website. And at the website, there's links to our Facebook page, to our Twitter feed, to lots of information regarding these campaigns and whatnot. So the website's a great place for information. And if you want to know what we're playing at halftime, the website will give you that too.
That's great. Well, Bill, we want to thank you for joining us on A Pirate's Life for Me, and welcome to Greenville and ECU, and good luck with the Marching Pirates.
Thanks a lot, and go Pirates.
Well, it was great to have Bill in the studio, Jack. Yeah, I you didn't ask him any questions. I thought you might jump in there with your band background, but I just saw you got so excited about some of those halftime shows. That it was,
well, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. What can I say?
That's right. Well, I guess, you know, based on your reaction, though, we're going to enjoy some of these halftime shows.
The halftime show is always exciting. I know people like to go up and get a hot dog and talk to people or go somewhere, but really, I think people should sit down and enjoy the halftime show because I was in band myself, and the band kids work just as hard, if not harder, than the football team. They're out there all summer practicing, too, and they put a lot of hard work into it, and they have so much fun with it. So everybody's going to have a really good time watching.
Absolutely. The band remains undefeated.
Always.
Always. So, well, before we get to go into the stadium and see the band, the Alumni Association is going to have a tailgate before every home game. This year's alumni tailgates are served up by our sponsors, Dowdy Student Stores, and everyone loves our annual tailgates, and they wouldn't be possible without our series sponsors, R.A. Jeffries, Liberty Mutual Insurance, Occasions Party and Tent Rental, Coca-Cola, Mutual Distributing, WITN Channel 7, Aramark, our campus dining services partner.
All right, we've got 6 tailgates this season, including tomorrow and homecoming on the 13th. We will have meals catered by different local restaurants. This will be great. Tomorrow's tailgate meal will be catered by Dickie's Barbecue. Mm, they will have barbecue, ribs, everything, all the fixings. And we will also, it's a noon kickoff, so it's a morning tailgate. So we'll also have some breakfast items from Aramark. So that'll be nice so you can have either one. Then in later tailgates, we'll have Parker's for homecoming. That's exciting this year. We'll have Rep Express, Trips, CPWs, and, of course, Aramark, our campus dining services partner. Will be at every tailgate. We'll also have pirate beverages, games, prizes and raffles, and it'll all be in a great family-friendly atmosphere.
And just so everyone's aware, Alumni Tailgate has changed locations due to the construction of the basketball practice facility, so now we are near the soccer stadium. It's a great location just south of the football stadium, and we hope folks make their way out to the soccer stadium and participate in tailgate this year. Tailgates begin 2.5 hours before kickoff. Tickets are now on sale. From the Alumni Association members, it's $10. And for non-members, it's $25. And remember, all kids under 12 are free. We will sell tickets until they're gone. Some games are already close to selling out, so hurry up and get your tickets today.
And also join the Alumni Association and the Pirate Club for the away game tailgate in Columbia, South Carolina. That'll be on September 8th as the Pirates take on the Gamecocks.
Well, Jackie, we also have another great benefit that we're offering tailgaters this year, and we're going to have a shuttle that will take folks essentially from our old tailgate spot and bring them out to the soccer stadium before the game, and then after the game it'll go from our tailgate location at the soccer stadium just over to Scales Fieldhouse. So if people have limited mobility or are handicapped, we're going to provide that golf cart shuttle to make it even more convenient for them to participate in alumni tailgate. And so we are excited to offer that shuttle again. It'll go pregame from the northwest corner of Dowdy Ficklin Stadium by the flagpoles, and we'll come out to the soccer stadium, and then post tailgate it will go from the soccer stadium to Scales Fieldhouse to get people to the game in time for kickoff. For more information or to order tickets, call the Alumni Association at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/tailgate. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
Join the East Carolina Alumni Association at Ironwood Golf and Country Club for the ECU Alumni Scholarship Golf Classic, Friday, September 28th.
Sponsored by the Hilton Greenville, this golf tournament supports Alumni Association scholarships given to deserving ECU undergrads.
Join us the night before at the Hilton Greenville for the 5th Annual Pirates Bounty Scholarship Auction, where your bid could win you a bounty of treasures.
Register to attend the auction or play in the golf tournament by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
My guest today is Bianca Schoenemann, the new director of Uptown Greenville. She is a Greenville native who graduated from East Carolina in 1999. Also completed graduate school here in rural development in 2008. Bianca, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Let's start right at the very beginning and let our listeners know how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Sure. When I originally applied to the university, my intention was to become a mental health professional. East Carolina University offers an accredited clinical counselor program, and that's why I applied. I really wanted to be close to my family. My two younger brothers and I are very close. So being close to them and the rest of my family was important.
All right. If you could tell us, what are some of your favorite memories of ECU?
Well, I played on the ultimate Frisbee team from 96 to 99 while I was at ECU.
That's unbelievable. That is one of the hardest sports to play. For those listeners out there who haven't tried it, they think it's just throwing a Frisbee around, but it is crazy. It's unbelievable how tired you get.
It really is. It's a lot of work. It's the marriage between soccer and football. You are all over the place. Ultimate Frisbee is a great sport. I was in the best shape of my life when I played.
Awesome. Did you travel? Was it like a club team that kind of competed against other schools?
We did. We went all over the Southeast, actually. And those are some of my most favorite memories, traveling with the Helios, the women's team, and then the Irates, of course, the male team here. Yes.
Those are great names. Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of alumni that we talk to talk about the people of East Carolina, and that's the thing that makes our university so special. And I'm sure you made a lot of connections, whether it's friends, professors. Who at East Carolina stands out as being someone who influenced you?
Well, for my graduate study, there are three professors that stand out. But if any of my other professors are listening, I enjoyed you too. Just as a caveat. But just to give a shout out, Dr. Bob Edwards in the sociology department, he was phenomenal. He actually encouraged me to enroll in the graduate school. And then Dr. Holly Hapke and Dr. Jeff Popke, both of the geography department, saw me through that program. And I'm forever indebted to them for their patience and guidance.
We're talking with Bianca Schoeneman, an ECU alumna who is now the director of Uptown Greenville, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
All right, Bianca, while you were at ECU and pursuing your undergraduate degree in rehabilitation services, you studied abroad in Ecuador, and we were just wondering, how did that opportunity at ECU influence the rest of your career and everything you did later in college and after?
Sure, Jackie. Well, the study abroad program to Ecuador really set the stage for my later enrollment into the Peace Corps. In 1999, the year that I studied in Ecuador, the country was experiencing extreme political turmoil. They had just dollarized, and the president had to declare a 60-day state of emergency, and the military was called out to staff basic services. The Incan villagers marched into the capital in protest of soaring prices. It was really an intriguing time to be abroad. But fortunately, we were with a well-organized group and had lots of trips around Ecuador pre-planned. So they got us out of the city and into the more rural areas. And it was on one of those organized trips to Mindo, the cloud forest, where we were introduced to Peace Corps volunteers. And these volunteers were working on behalf of developing Mindo's ecotourism economy. There was all this chaos in the city, yet high in the Andean Mountains, the Peace Corps volunteers were assisting on a cultural and economic level. Immediately, I knew I wanted to be one of them. And upon returning from the study abroad program, I promptly enrolled in the Peace Corps.
So after spending time in the Peace Corps and traveling and seeing different parts of the world, what was it that brought you home to Greenville and back to East Carolina?
Well, I didn't always want to come back home, but I'm really glad that I did. You know, I'm fortunate to be close to home, the university that I love, and, of course, my family.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you back. So now that you're at Uptown Greenville, tell us about the organization and what you do there.
Sure. Uptown Greenville's vision is to be recognized as the leader and champion for a vibrant and dynamic downtown. And our mission is to continue to revitalize the downtown by enhancing the investments of our primary stakeholders, the downtown property owners, East Carolina University, Greenville government officials, and downtown business owners. And we do this through economic development initiatives, marketing, advocacy, and good design.
So you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Bianca Schoeneman, director of Uptown Greenville and ECU alumna. So talk about your vision for Uptown Greenville. It is a relatively new organization, 6 or 7 years old now, and still a lot of potential for growth. What is your vision for the organization and its impact on the Uptown area?
Well, I'm actually just 60 days on the job, so I'm really fresh. And I think a large part of my job over the next few months is to learn about what the hopes and dreams are of the people of Greenville for their downtown. I've got expertise in planning, project management, and downtown development, but it's really too early for me to have a diagnosis of what downtown Greenville needs. I see my first 6 months almost like a listening tour, meeting as many people as possible who have ideas for downtown, and of course, making introductions to the people that can make those ideas happen.
All right, great. So we know you're just getting situated, but talk to us about what you've seen so far with the relationship between the City of Greenville and ECU, and how do they help each other?
Well, you know, I believe that the university does a phenomenal job of impacting the local economy. There's so many ways that ECU EC's very presence in Greenville is a true economic driver. You know, the university attracts businesses to the region which either want to seek to trade with the university or have close access to the students and the faculty. Through spending, ECU stimulates the local economy and contributes millions of dollars in earned income to ECU workers and their families. And as the university continues to grow, it really has the opportunity to form strong partnerships with the city, peer institutions, and local businesses. I see the benefit of the city's mayor, Alan Thomas, and the university's chancellor, Dr. Ballard, working together to produce mutually beneficial results.
So I think it's like a perfect storm that's brewing here in Uptown Greenville. We got a pirate who's the mayor. We have a pirate now running Uptown Greenville, and it's right on the fringe of a campus that I know both you and Alan share a love for. And so I think the stars are aligned for some great progress in the Uptown area and for our city.
I would agree with you.
So, Bianca, you know, from the very beginning, the Alumni Association has been a member of Uptown Greenville and a proud supporter. You know, we recognize our connection to the city and especially that Uptown neighborhood, which is just adjacent to campus. For those who may not be aware of Uptown Greenville, how can they find more information about your organization and get involved?
Well, thanks for asking that question. We have a website, www.uptowngreenville.com. And, of course, we have a Twitter feed, which is Uptown Gville. And we're also on Facebook at Uptown Greenville.
That's great. So if anyone out there is listening, interested in getting in touch with Bianca and getting involved with Uptown Greenville, you can find them on Twitter, on the Internet, and, of course, like everybody in the rest of the world, on Facebook. Well, Bianca, I'd like to thank you for talking with us and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. Your work to improve the city of Greenville is an outstanding example of the spirit of service that defines East Carolina. It's alumni like you who inspire the rest of us to continue to live the university's motto.
Oh, well, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. This has been fun.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
Join the East Carolina Alumni Association at Ironwood Golf and Country Club for the ECU Alumni Scholarship Golf Classic, Friday, September 28th.
Sponsored by the Hilton Greenville, this golf tournament supports Alumni Association scholarships given to deserving ECU undergrads.
Join us the night before at the Hilton Greenville for the 5th Annual Pirates Bounty Scholarship Auction, where your bid could win you a bounty of treasures.
Register to attend the auction or play in the golf tournament by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me, and thanks again to Bianca Shoneman for coming on the show. She's doing some great work with Uptown Greenville, and we were glad to pass her story on to the Pirate Nation. Well, now's the time in the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
That's right. The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join.
Alumni help us improve the university and help us rise in the national rankings. A strong alumni association makes for a stronger university and increases the value of an East Carolina degree. Chancellor Ballard often emphasizes that for East Carolina to continue to be the university for North Carolina, strong alumni support is critical. And national ranking organizations agree. In fact, alumni participation is included in their evaluations and ultimately in how they rank an institution. Membership in your alumni association helps ECU rise in the national listings.
Plus, right now, we're offering a special membership gift this fall. Through the end of September, those who join the Alumni Association with a three-year or lifetime membership will get a free double-walled plastic tumbler. These are great for travel. They've got the Alumni Association logo and the skull and crossbones on there. And, of course, they're purple, so everybody loves those. Also, those who upgrade their current annual membership to the three-year or lifetime level are also eligible for this offer. So upgrade your membership or sign up for the three-year or lifetime membership by September 30th, and you'll get the tumbler. But more importantly, you get to enjoy all the benefits of membership and as well as a way to give back to your university.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again next Friday.
Yes, that's right. Be sure to join us again next Friday evening right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.